This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, class. So Kyle's with us, and we're talking about a case study of five companies. And if you add in the two companies in the auto salvage, in the tractor salvage arena, that would be seven companies. But mainly five companies that we're talking about. So in this propane discussion. The company that we've been loyal to for 17 years, I explained to them that years ago, I was running for the school board, to be a director of the school board. And I was at a school board meeting, and they were opening bids for propane for the school system to heat the buildings. And they used thousands and thousands of gallons, you know, each heating season. And they were opening the bids, and the bid from this one company that I had been doing business with for years sent a boilerplate bid with the price of the propane that they were willing to sell it to the school system for. And it said, plus any applicable taxes. So, you know, X price per gallon and plus any taxes. Well, I don't know why they would do that. Because the guy that filling out the form, obviously wasn't paying attention carefully enough. Because schools don't pay taxes on anything. Schools receive tax money or funds from us. They don't pay it. So the greatest portion of your real estate taxes is for the school system in your area, public schools. That's the way it works. So they said, well, we don't know what our taxes are. So there's a guy who was on the school board. He's elected or selected member of the school board, and he was a CPA. And he said, I don't know what the tax we pay is, so let's consider another. You know, what's the next bid? So they selected the next bid, but it was higher price. And they awarded it to that company. And I said, what are you doing? Schools don't pay taxes. You know, as a member of the audience, there weren't many of us there, just a few. I said, schools don't pay taxes. And they said, well, we don't know. And I said, well, you've got over 100 computers here. Why don't you go look at one and do a search on how much schools pay in taxes. You'll find out you don't pay any taxes. Well, it was too complicated for them. So they didn't look it up. They awarded it to the wrong bidder. And I wrote a letter to the newspaper, and I said, here's what happened. And do you know that award was reversed to the company that I've been doing business with that had the lowest price, who it should have been awarded to. And so it got reversed. So I told this company that I've been doing business with for, you know, 17 years that I did that. And they knew that. So they still want to charge me more. And it's still hard to get in touch with them because you have to go through the national call center. There's nobody that answers the phone locally to give you, you know, the price locally. And the price is it depends on where you are. They charge more in some locations and less in other locations for the same thing. Propane is propane is propane. Okay, so I'm really frustrated with our existing propane company, so I called one more company. And I said, so I'm thinking about switching propane companies. We own our own tanks. And I want to buy another one. And so I'd like to fill them all up. And these guys are about 25 miles away as well. And I said, so what is your price? And they didn't put me through the meat grinder. They didn't say, okay, what's your name and what's your phone number and what's your address? They just said, it's $1.60. 160. So I said, is that a $1.69? Is that a dollar 69? Is that a $1.60.9? Is that a $1.60.0? And he said, it's $1.60.0. I said, I've got a couple of questions. I've got this tank, and here's how I want to install it. What do you think? So I was talking to a technician who had been there years and years and years, maybe a couple decades. And he gave me all the answers and told me what I wanted to do was the right way to do it. So how often do you actually get to talk to the mechanic, right, at a repair center? You talk to the somebody else. But so I was talking to the guy who actually was the technician who actually knew how to do it, and he told me what I wanted to do was exactly the right way to do it. There were a couple of different ways I could do it, but he told me that the way I had selected was the best way. And then I called back, and I said, a couple of days later, and I said, we got some water and moisture under the level gauge of this tank. And he said, don't open it. Don't open it. Don't take those four screws out. It's really dangerous, and you could damage it. Don't do it. Just put up with the moisture. And so I called back, and I said, I just want to know, how can I get that moisture out? He said, well, if you really want to get it out, just drill a little hole in the plastic lens and let the moisture out, volatilize, and then put some silicone over it, and you're good to go. I said, okay, sounds good to me. So now we have a company, a local company, is going to charge us less. Now, what's the difference between $1.60 per gallon and $2.39.9 per gallon? Well, it's a 50% increase. So the company that bought up all these little companies is charging 50% more for the same kind of propane, because it's all propane is propane, than this other small company who hasn't sold out yet. And I was able to talk to the technicians. So here's the question. I asked my family one at a time. I asked our son, hey, Bam, here's the situation. Should we go with the new guys or stay? Oh, one more piece. So I talked to our existing propane company one more time, the big company, the one with the national call center. And I said, you know what? I'm finding it really hard to do business with you guys. I call a local number and I get national. I get the highest price possible. Nobody sells propane for higher price than you guys do. It seems like my loyalty is just like a one-way street. It's me being loyal to you, but you don't seem to be loyal to me. You're willing to charge me more than anybody else. And the gal said, well, I can probably do something. And I said, well, let me just cut to the chase. I can buy it for $1.60. She said, I can't, I'm not authorized to go that low. I said, well, I'm not asking you to. I'm just telling you that it's crazy for me to stay with you. And she said, well, would it be okay if I had a manager call you back, or can I call you back? And they called back and said, left the message with our son. They will match $1.60. They'll match the price that was given to us by the small company right out of the gate. Right out of the gate. And the small company gave us tech support. So I said to our son, hey, Bam, what do you think? He said, let's go with the new small company. Mrs. Finelli was in the garden, and I walked over to her separately, and I said, so, Mrs. Finelli, what do you think we should do? She said, let's go with the small company. And I said, okay, well, that's what I think, too. So I called the small company back, and I said, here's what happened. I told them the whole story. And they were really thrilled. So, Kyle, what is your reaction to all that? You know, would you stay loyal to the company who is willing to charge you $2.48 a gallon and is difficult to get on the phone? Or would you go with the new company, the little company, who's nice to you right out of the gate, who you've never met or never talked to before in your life?
You know, Vince, I'm at the point where if it costs me even a little bit more, I'm going to go to a small company. I am so ticked off at all of these large corporations buying up everything and getting a monopoly and then just gouging people to death. I have seen it around here. We've seen it in housing prices. We've seen these huge corporations come in here and build up tons of apartment buildings. And right out of the gate, they're charging $1,600 a month. And I mean, you're one of 250 families living in these huge apartment complexes. But they're going to own the market that way, you know. And I am all for supporting as small a company as you possibly can. Shop local, and if you can get it, you know this is what hit me, Vince. You know that little company that is 50% cheaper than the big company is still making probably 30 to 40% profit. You have to stay in business. So what does that mean that large company is doing? They're gouging the fire out of you and anybody else that buys from them. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, I agree with that. And what I said to the small company, as I said, you know, the last time I bought propane was about 4 years ago, and it was $1.29. And, you know, I'm thinking propane's $1.29, and it's not. I said $1.60 is a lot more than $1.29, but it's way better than going anywhere else. So I'm locked in for that price for, you know, and propane prices change every day. They literally do. And it's market-driven, and it's demand-driven. But $1.60 a gallon, I think, is a great way to go right now. So here's the lesson from all of this discussion, class. Number one, you should, if I really shouldn't say what you should do. A person is better off owning his own tank than leasing a tank, because a leased tank is owned by somebody else. Okay, and they can say, you know what, lease is up. I got to take the tank back. Now what do you do? Right? So here are the prices of a lease tank. So the one company that bought, you know, the Smith and the Jones company, the one that was at $2.39 typically or normally, but first fill up $2.09. Well, they'll lease you the tank, and it's $100 a year to lease the tank. I bought the whole tank for $350. Same size tank. Then they charge you $60 a year for the monitoring system, so they know what the fuel level in your tank is. They charge you for that monitor every year. So now the cost is 100 plus 60, 60 for the monitor and 100 for the tank per year, $160 a year. $160 a year. That means the break-even point is like 2 years to own your own tank if you bought your own tank. So it is absolutely insane in my world to lease a tank. And the other thing is, the company that bought up these little companies will not let you lease a tank unless you put the monitor on it and agree to the $60 charge. So it's the $100 for the tank per year, $60 for the monitor per year. It's $50 for them to show up for the installation, and then $75 for the installation. And then if they need parts, it's $120 per hour plus the parts. So it's like going to the dentist, and the dentist says you have a cavity. And you say, okay, well, what's that going to cost to take care of? And the dentist says, well, it's not just any cavity. This one's special. You see, this one is on the top corner of your tooth. So it's really, it's two sides plus the top, so it's three sides. So it's a three-sided filling, and we charge by the side. That's what this is like. It's like they're following the dentist's model about adding. It's like what banks are doing with all of these nuisance fees. How much can they add into the price to fleece the customer? So, and the interesting thing is, the little company that we're going with, if you want a monitor, it's not required, but they'll put one on for you. And what does it cost? Nothing.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, it used to be that you could buy a propane tank from a propane retailer. You know, a company that will deliver propane to your house. And they would trench in the line. If it was going to be an underground line, they would set the tank for you next to your house. And a lot of times they would do that for a minimum charge, like $75 at the most. Sometimes it was free. You could buy the tank from them. You could, they would lend you the tank for free. And the agreement would be that if it's their tank, you're obligated to buy propane from them. That's only fair, right? The only problem is you don't know what the price is going to be in the future. So if you own your own tank, you can get propane from anywhere you want. Literally, you can buy it from any company you want because you own the tank. But if you lease the tank and you say, you know what, I've had it with these guys because they've charged me $100 for the tank, and they've charged me $60 a year for the $100 a year to rent the tank, $60 a year for the monitor, and then they charged me to install it, and now they're charging more per gallon per propane than other people. So let's just dump them and let's go with a new company. Well, it's kind of fixed now with most companies that have been bought up by, you know, one company, and now they're under the umbrella of one larger company. Well, the price is going to be the same, and you're going to have to, you know, pay the same $60, the same $100, and then you're going to have it installed again, and you're going to have to pay for that. So they kind of got you by the throat if you lease the tank. They used to have you by the throat if they lent you the tank for free because you were obligated to buy the propane from them. And it was more expensive to buy the propane. Years ago, I'm talking like 4 years ago, it was more expensive for someone who had a loaner tank to buy propane per gallon than it was for me, because I own my own tank. And the propane company didn't build in the extra cost of, you know, the tank, lending the tank out. They build that into the price per gallon of propane. So you pay for it no matter what. But in my case, or our case, we own the tank, we don't pay for the extra charge, and we own the tank. And that makes the most sense to me. Kyle, your thoughts about renting a tank versus owning a tank?
Yeah, you know, it's not quite as bad here for renting a tank as where you are, Vince. Kind of strange. Usually you guys are cheaper than we are. I have a neighbor that rents a tank, and he pays $70 a year for the rental of a 500-gallon tank. And they put the monitoring system on there for free. So it's interesting that here, at least with this particular company, you can get that for a cheaper price than Missouri, which is kind of rare. Usually you guys are cheaper with than we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, this company that we're going with, the smaller company, they will put the monitor on for free as well. But what's happening is the small companies are being gobbled up. And class, when that happens, it may, you know, you may have the initial feeling that, well, this is going to be a bigger company, it's going to be more stable. That's not necessarily true. That's like when Walmart would come to town. Walmart, people would say back in the 90s, Walmart's coming and prices are going to be lower. And they were. Walmart drove all the competitors out of business. And then when there was nobody left to compete with Walmart, Walmart prices went up. That's, you know, it's a common strategy. There's nothing new about that. So that's what these propane, that seems to be the model of these propane companies that buy up the little companies. It doesn't get cheaper. It gets more expensive to the end customer. So, class, there are many takeaways from today's 5-Minute University with Kyle. And that is, you can buy your own tank, and they come in different thicknesses. And someone might think, I want a brand new tank. Why would I want an old tank? Well, if the tank is sitting up on concrete blocks, and if the belly of the tank is not on the ground, it will last hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. And so an old tank is heavier, thicker, stronger than a new tank. And if you clean it up and prime it and paint it, it'll look like a new tank. So I had no reservations buying a tank built in 1954. However, I do have reservations in the design. I want, for our purposes, I want my first choice to be a tank with the plumbing in the center of the tank. It's a 10-foot-long tank at the top center. I really don't want the plumbing at the end, the nose end. I don't like that idea at all.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. President Biden is visiting Finland today after wrapping up a key NATO summit in Lithuania. Biden will meet with Nordic leaders, including the heads of Finland, Sweden, Norway, Iceland, and Denmark. Finland officially became the 31st member of NATO in April, marking a major shift in the security landscape in northeastern Europe. Alarming data is causing concern at TSA checkpoints nationwide. The latest figures reveal that more than 3,200 firearms have been discovered during passenger screenings this year alone.
We are seeing more people flying, but per passenger, we're still seeing a higher number of people bringing guns.
According to the TSA's Patty Mancha, carrying a firearm in a carry-on bag remains prohibited. Elon Musk is announcing a new AI company after months of teasing an alternative to ChatGPT. Musk says XAI will work to understand the true nature of the universe. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my...
When you go
to the for 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about propane, and spent a lot of time on propane. Class, there are some tremendous benefits to using propane. In most cases, it's very clean burning. It's cleaner burning than gasoline, cleaner than diesel. And that means that if you have a generator that runs on gasoline, you may be able to convert it for less than $200 to propane. There are kits that are available that you can buy to convert your gasoline generator to propane. Now, I'm talking about one of those portable generators. It might be, you know, on wheels, but you know, something that you can roll around with a cord that you plug in. It might be a pull start. It might be an electric start. And we're talking about something that might be 5,000 watts, even 4,000 watts on up to maybe 10,000 watts. You can easily convert that to propane. And there's some advantages. There's some advantages to propane over gasoline. And one of the advantages is that propane does not go bad. But it can leak. So if you have a tank that doesn't leak, you can keep propane for lifetimes. And it'll be just as good at the beginning as the end. And, but the problem is that it will leak. Or it could leak. I should say it could leak. And if you were to compare a gasoline generator to a propane generator, let's say it's the same exact generator, and you ran it on propane versus gasoline, propane does not deposit the combustion byproducts into the oil that, or as much as gasoline does. So the exhaust is much cleaner, and the oil doesn't get contaminated as quickly. As a matter of fact, the propane generator that we have is a commercial 48-volt generator. It's 7,500 watts, so it's relatively small. And the oil change interval using synthetic oil by the manufacturer is 500 hours. 500 hours. Kyle, have you ever heard of anything like that?
No, that's amazing, Vince. but I do know for a fact, I used to have an old Chevy pickup that ran on propane or gasoline. It would do either. And I bought it from a propane company many, many years ago. And that truck, I would run it on propane. I had an 80-gallon tank in the back of the truck. That was the only drawback, is that it took up a good – it's like having a truck toolbox basically in the front part of your bed of your truck. And so it took up a lot of room. But – and you couldn't – you know, you couldn't – you didn't want to stack wood or anything else on there because you didn't take a chance on breaking the valve or something along that line, you know, or puncturing a hose or something. But anyway, that truck would run and run, and after I usually changed the oil at 3,000 miles anyway, but I felt really bad because when I do that, because the oil was just as clean as like the day I put it in there. It was amazing how that would do. I did get a little bit worse gas mileage, and if I'm not mistaken, you will get less wattage out of your generator running on propane, or it has about 10 or it'll use about, if I remember correctly, you have about 10 or 11% less power running propane than you do gasoline because it doesn't have the BTUs, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but it does. That's exactly, that's correct. You're correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a. Anyway, it's. I'm just kind of pulling that out of my hat here.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to talk, folks. I wanted to talk about something, if you don't mind, Vince, for just a minute. It's easier to have electric everything as long as the grid is up. And you've heard me talk about normalcy bias. And yesterday when we were talking, Vince, a little bit, and it's one of the few times you and I actually talked about what we were going to do, you know, on the program, something happened right after that. I know quite a few young couples. They're all in our church and different people that I'm acquainted with. And I say young anywhere from, 20s to 40s. I consider that young anymore. And this young couple that I had been talking with, and I tried to convince the young man that instead of buying a house in this market, he would be a lot better off buying a couple acres and or more if he could do it and putting a mobile home on it. And because him and his wife have a good income, both of them make real good money, as in, you know, over probably $150,000 a year, one of them, and the other one's probably close to that. Anyway, they're both pretty well off. But still, you're not going to, that's gross. You know, the government's going to take 40% of that. So I tried to tell them, you know, buy the mobile home, live in it for a couple of years and use your incredible income that you got right now to slowly build a house. And this ties into the propane thing in the sense that if you've got electric, that's the normalcy bias that you have of wanting to be like everyone else and not have to be thinking about the level of your propane tank or you have to actually have your house plumbed for propane if you've got all electric. By the way, that's what I did. My house, when I bought it, was all electric, and I ripped all of it out, and I plumbed the entire house for propane. And it, when I got done and they come tested it, because I wanted it tested to make sure that I'd done everything right, it tested perfect. In fact, it was actually gaining pressure because the sun was just coming up, and the guy said, yeah, it's actually gaining pressure because the sun is heating up the piping in your house because your house is heating up because of the sun. It was micro amounts. But the reality is, I'm talking about normalcy bias here. So within 2 years, this young couple could have built the house, and then they would have had the house and the mobile home right next to them if they would have bought a couple 3 acres and put the mobile home on one side and fenced off so you didn't even have to look at it, maybe a quarter acre. And that'd be a huge lot for a mobile home. And you could probably have rented that out for $1,500. And in 2 years, you would have owned a house completely paid for, just made up out of work, having to do a little bit of extra work. But you could afford to have the contractor come in and put the foundation in, put the well in, put the septic in, put the power in. You could have paid for all of that out of their extra money. And in 2 years, they would have had an income. But normalcy bias caused them to want to look like everybody else. And he went in debt for $500,000. That's this market average price. People are doing it every day here. And I got to thinking about something, Vince, and I'd like to get your comments on this. Normalcy bias, because I was sitting and I was considering, why would somebody do that when they have an alternative thought, right? You have an alternative thought. Somebody's put that in your head or somebody's give you the idea. Because normalcy, I got to thinking that normalcy bias creates subconscious goals. Subconscious goals. And subconscious goals are manipulated according to what the normalcy bias of everybody else is doing. Because you have accomplished the subconscious goal of looking like everybody else. The hard part of that in the long run is going to be that the subconscious goals can be manipulated just like the normalcy bias. And it is all based on the lowest common denominator. In other words, the most stupid things people do, if enough of them do it, then the normalcy bias changes. And so does the subconscious goals that enter your mind that will pay any price to look like everybody else. So what we're trying to do here, folks, with all of the things that Vince is talking about, yes, it's going to cost you mental energy. Yes, it's going to cost you a few $100s, maybe a few $1,000s to be able to accomplish some of these goals. But the end result is you will be more self-sufficient. You will be more self-assured because you'll know how to do the things that we're suggesting you learn how to do if you don't know how to do them. Even if you have to pay somebody to come in and help you or teach you, you're better off. My point is, folks, I don't know. It just sometimes, Vincent, I don't know about you, but sometimes it feels like we're living in two worlds here. The world of people that have the subconscious goals and the normalcy bias of the advertised and led America, and then the world of how you and I live, which is trying to do what we can for ourselves and being wise in every decision we try to make, even if it costs us right now, because we don't go on these fancy vacations. We don't buy the fancy cars. We don't buy any of the frivolous things that are foolish, that we consider foolish, like the expensive boats, expensive travel trailers. We don't do that kind of stuff. It's like a different world you and I live in. And sometimes I get the feeling like maybe we're doing this living in a doomsday scenario. I kind of enjoy living the way I do now. And I don't really miss all of that stuff. My wife and I were talking just the other day. If we had millions, I'd keep the same. The only thing I have, a bucket list truck. I would like to buy like about a 2000, 2001 or 2 Dodge diesel extended cab long box truck. But it'd be about 20 years old. Here, I'll finish up after the break there real quick. Vincent, I'd like to get your thoughts.
Sure. I'd be glad to. Kyle's with us. We're going into a commercial break, and we're going to be finishing up with the last segment. I think it's quite an interesting class that Kyle is teaching today. We'll be right back.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Fascinating discussion, class. Kyle, please continue.
Well, I know we're at the last section here, so I'll just say that, you know, I have in my mind a certain lifestyle that I enjoy and that I think is wise because I've considered and changed in my mind and thought things through and looked at different viewpoints and looked at different scenarios and looking at the way the world is, not the way I want it to be, the way it is. And I've come up with a solution in my mind that I think is relevant. And I see almost all of society anymore that, in my opinion, when they do consider things, they're considering it from the way things they want to be, not the way things are. And that's why you would rather have a 1980s International than be in debt, which I'm sure you could do, and buy a 2020 even used 2020 John Deere. You know, it's just those kind of things are, to me, it makes sense. Your thoughts?
On August 26th of this year, I'll be in Missouri at the Ozarks Homesteading Expo. You can look it up, Ozarks Homestead Expo. And I'll be teaching exactly what you're talking about, Kyle. I live the lifestyle that you described. And when I show up at this seminar, I'll be teaching how to take the same tax deductions that the rich take. And people are going to, if they see me get out of my truck, they're going to say, why would I believe that guy? That guy's driving a 2004 rust bucket. It's rusted around the wheel wells. The rocker panels are all rusted out. Absolutely correct. So is that a sign of success? Or is a sign of success having a $65,000 or $80,000 pickup truck with $800 monthly payments? Which is a sign of success? So I live the way you do. And it's not – actually, there's a whole bunch of us. It way more than people might think. It's not just you and me, Kyle. It's Rich. It's Kathy. It's Gwyneth. It's Greg. There's like a handful of us live this way.
That's about right, Vince. You can name it on two hands.
Yep. Yeah, way more than just two of us, right? So here are a couple thoughts. Okay, 97. Don't believe anything I say, class. 97% of people who gave up are employed by 3% who never gave up. Another way of looking at that is 97% of people follow the normal path. They work for the 3% who don't follow the normal path, which is what you're talking about. We don't follow the normal path. And then on Facebook Marketplace, and I look at that as an indicator of collapse, believe it or not, and also Craigslist. So if you read, people will say, hot water heater for sale. Works good. Propane. Just switch to all electric, which is insanity. But that's what they're doing because they're following the normal path. Now back to what you're talking about with the real estate and the mobile home. Absolutely brilliant. And I've done those kinds of things. And here's what you're saying. So instead of buying the McMansion and putting a lot into the improvement on the property, which is that the house, the structure, get more land. Get more land and build a modest house. Get the debt paid off really, really quickly. Then once the debt is paid off, then build the house that you really want on the same property. And then what happens is you rent out that mobile home to someone who's going to pay the $1,500 a month. Now, that $1,500 a month is going to pay for everything for as long as that mobile home is there. So the person who is the tenant, it ends up paying all of the bills, the taxes, the utilities, the insurance, and everything for the whole property. So you're really going to be living there for free. It makes absolute sense. But most people won't do it because they have been pressured, although they don't realize it, by the people who they know and their friends who have done the opposite and have bought the McMansion or the bigger house on the smaller lot. It makes no sense. So when we bought our farm here in Missouri, we bought 241 acres of neglected farm. Neglected. It was just cattle were run on it for years and years, decades. And saplings had grown up and the fields had turned into woods. Well, we mowed down the saplings with a great big mower, 15 foot wide, mowed it, and now we have pasture and hay fields. And it looks great. And it's a productive, sustainable farm. And then we built our own house on it. And we made our own mistakes. And you can do the same thing. And you can become a landlord by doing exactly what Kyle said. It's a brilliant plan. It's doable. But most people won't do it. Most people won't. And so I've resigned myself to, you know, if I meet someone who treats me like they don't really care about what I'm saying, I don't waste my time on it anymore. Because it's a killer. The stress involved in trying to convince someone to do the right thing, and they don't do it, it's overwhelming.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.